Grace Blackburn. A defeat on the road against Blackburn Hawks. I think if proof were needed that you can't go anywhere with a short bench and you can't afford to give up early goals the way we did.
Yeah, I think obviously the first period they came out quick and we gave them a few opportunities early doors, which wasn't good. And Jacob made some good saves within there as well. Obviously, we were 3-0 at that point, and it wasn't really working for us. They were hitting us up high. We were getting caught standing still our defence a little bit, and we were getting outnumbered, odd man rushes, breakaways. That, you know, it's not our norm. So. Obviously we changed things a little bit, and obviously Jam got a goal, which was a good goal for us to get late on in that period, give a little bit of hope. And then, to be fair, I thought our second period was one of our best periods that we've had, particularly because we've Short put Rowley at the back to help out the D a little bit there, and obviously we had Mossy and Callum, they were going almost every shift late on, apart from an odd one where we had to pull Mikey back. So yeah, we were short. Is it an excuse? Well, it is a little bit, but I think some of it we helped them a little bit as well. Some of the players were trying to make, instead of let the puck do the work, we tried to take men on one-on-ones, and instead of letting the puck get it wide and getting in deep, that kind of cost us a little bit, you know, some more opportunities that they had. But like I say, that second period, I thought we were fantastic. And it was all up for grabs in the third, and Blackburn looked strong in the third. They were back to how they were at the beginning of the second, and you know, we kind of let them a little bit, we stood off them a little bit and give them those opportunities, and obviously they stuck them away.
Well, you say excuses, but obviously when you do come anywhere short bench, that inevitably means you have to switch the lines around again, which we've been kind of living in that world for quite some time now. But it seemed to me today those mixed up lines weren't quite gelling as well as they had been in previous games.
No, because we literally had to swap everything around to kind of cater for that. Worked well in the second period, you know, that we looked good, we looked deadly, we had them in their zone. We were doing to them what they were doing to us. Third period, we just didn't quite get going, got a few penalties in there as well, and which didn't help us, but we didn't get enough time in their zone in the third period at all. We didn't get moving around that much, and we were under the cosh, and we didn't defend as well as what we can do and we have been doing.
Well, it's a defeat at the beginning of what is a bit of a tough run going up to the new year. There's lessons, obviously, that we can learn from this. We've got Solihull and then we've got Blackburn twice again in kind of short shrift. What lessons are you going to take back to training next week?
Well, this week it's about going back to where we were. You know, we don't need to change our gameplay a whole lot when we play these teams. We were going a little bit too narrow. We just need to get it moved up quick. Get it up quick, up to the forwards, then support the play. Some of the times I felt that we were trying to skate it into zones too much, and that was costing us. We were getting the turnovers. That was then costing us at the back end. So those things, we just need to try and tighten up a little bit. We'll have two D-men back for those games as well. So that's going to be great. So we'll be in a lot better place, and we'll be looking to take 6 points that weekend.
Well, it just proves how competitive this league is. We've suffered a defeat tonight. There's been some extremely strange results around the rest of the league so far. So really, it's all up for grabs for anybody who wants to take a hand on. But really, with us being 9 points clear, we need to kind of get back on the horse, as it were, and get back onto where we were.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, next week's critical for us. Get that win against Solihull, get that confidence going, because they're a good team. Obviously, we'll get that win, and then obviously we've got obviously Blackburn home and away again, and that's critical for us. You know, we'll come out of that with 6 points, 3 points next weekend. We'll be sitting well moving into Christmas. Obviously, we've got Nottingham, Deeside, Whitley. So we've got a tough run, but we've got a team that can really make the most of that, and we could be sitting, you know, get on a good run now, and we'll look good, ready for the new year, and to put this to bed early doors instead of waiting to scrapping at the end, which is what we don't want to do.
Well, as you say, two D-men back would be most welcome given how short we are at the minute. We are facing a formidable forward line from Solihull next weekend, so we really do have to bring our A game to get the best of those guys.
Absolutely, and we're capable. We picked them apart the last time we played Solihull at home, so we're well capable of that. Like you say, we can get some lines going back together is what we want to get back together and start taking it as we need to. Like you say, we're a good team. One game doesn't define our season, you know, and that's why we're not going to dwell on it. We learn from it, we move on, and like I say, we're well capable of that, and have full confidence in the boys to do that, and yeah, we'll be fine. We've got the support of our place at least for two of the next three games anyway, and our place, we don't get beat at our place, so we need to make sure that continues for the rest of the year.
Just a quick word about Mikey. He's one man of the match tonight. His face is a bit of a mess. He's played with a cage. No cage rage, despite the crowd demanding a bit of cage rage. But when you take an injury like that, it does take a little bit of courage to get back on the ice. So all credit to him.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, we debate, well, will he be coming back on? We don't know. And people are going, he'll be back on, because that's the kind of person he is. He's all into trying to do everything for the team, which he did. And he was having to keep icing it just to make sure it wasn't going to swell back up, you know, around his eye and stuff like that, so he could see. He's done that, managed that well. And, credit to him for battling on through, and particularly when you take that kind of a puck to the face.
Right, well, we'll dust ourselves down, we'll regroup, and I'm sure it will be a different story come next Sunday.
Absolutely, you know, that's we'll get back on track, and big support at home, and we'll be looking good.